What's everybody? Welcome back to 5150, where all the craziness happens. This is your host, Alexa. So today we are doing something a little bit different. We are doing this on video for the first time. If this doesn't end up going on video, I deeply apologize. That means there was technical difficulties, but not with the audio. So yeah, I do apologize. I missed last week. I'm so sorry. I really do apologize. My life has been crazy. So any hoosers, let's go ahead and talk about something. All right. So starting this new year, my boyfriend's best friend, Tristan, he was like, "Hey, bro, you should totally download this, this game that I have and all this stuff." Right. And I was like, "Okay, like, what is it about?" And he's like, "It's survival. It's a survival game." And, yeah. And I'm like, "Oh, okay." You know? And so I'm like watching gameplays. I'm like, "Okay, great, cool. This is so fun. Looks so cool. Wonderful." My boyfriend downloads it so he could play with his friend. And this game has been absolutely consuming his life currently. I mean, not absolutely. He's still going to work. He's still doing what he has to do. But at the end of the day, he's talking about this goop. He's talking about this. He's talking about that. He's talking about spiders. Guys, it's Ark Raiders. It's Ark Raiders. In the morning, he'll wake up. He'll, like, do, like, the chores around the house. And then all of a sudden, boom. "Sorry, I have to grind on Ark Raiders, my love." "What do you mean?" "You have to grind on Ark Raiders?" Okay. That's wonderful. And I love that. But, what the fuck? He has over, like, 48 hours on it, and he only played it for, like, 3 days. Guys, what the fuck? But also, the game looks totally cool. You know, it's definitely survival, but it's not, like, the typical survival game of, like, you're in the jungle, or you're, like, on a beach, and, oh, gotta find this, gotta find that, oh, let's make a boat, let's do this, no. It's more like, obviously, you gotta get your ammo, you have to get your weapons, and you have to get, all these other extra things. I don't play it, but it's consuming, and I'm like, babe, like, hop on Call of Duty with me. And he's like, "I have to grind on Ark Raiders." But that's also one of those games of, like, if you play it too long, you might lose all your shit. You might just die and lose all your shit, dude. But I will say, every time he's, like, running around doing shit, and, you know, sometimes you gotta fight people, you have to do this, do that. A lot of the people are like, don't shoot. Like, okay, what's the point of the game? Don't you want they shit? Yeah. I know you want they shit. I know it. 100%. Sorry about that, everybody. I had to change into a non-hoodie. Anywho's. So, yeah, Ark Raiders. But also, whenever you kill motherfuckers in the game, you take their shit. You take all their loot, all the shit that they've been grinding for. I'm pretty sure they're weapons too. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I pay attention when in games, but, like, not that much to where I'm like, "Oh my God, I know all this shit about the game." I just know it's consuming. Shit. Whew, don't get me fucking started on that bullshit. Anyways, but speaking of my boyfriend's best friend, they have like a gaming room set up in their house. Perfect, wonderful. It's so cute. And so, my boyfriend was suggesting to them that they get a boneless couch. Y'all. I deadass was like, what the fuck is a boneless couch? What the fuck is a boneless couch? And my boyfriend's like, you've never seen it? I'm like, no. What the fuck are you talking about? Because I've only seen like those little couches for like for dogs. Like it's only big enough for dogs. And he's like, no, a boneless couch, like look that shit up. I looked that shit up. What the fuck? It's a compressed couch, and when you open it up, it just, and then it's a fucking couch. What are you talking about, boneless couch? And then I'm just like, I'm so sorry, but that shit don't look comfortable. I understand like how it's cute and like some of them are fucking huge. I understand that. But if you sit in that fucking spot for too damn long, that shit's deflated. Deflated as fuck. Because I don't know. I just don't know. I don't understand. I guess I don't understand for good reason. Because at the end of the day, like, it's a boneless couch. It's a boneless couch. Those can't last for more than 3 months. I know that. If you're using it every day. Now, if, like, you're just using it for show, I'm sure the longevity is different. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, y'all. Yeah, fucking boneless couches. I think that's almost sickening. But just boneless couch. The word boneless couch, that's sickening. Doesn't that make anybody want to throw up a little bit in their mouths? I know it makes me want to throw up a little bit. Because that's not okay. That's not right. Boneless couch. Boneless couch my ass. But what happens to liking couches with bones in it? What happened to that? I'm being so serious. Because there is absolutely nothing fucking wrong with a normal couch. Like, I don't understand the point of a boneless couch. If it's just not even going to last you that long. Now, I totally understand, like, for dogs or for cats. I get that shit. I understand. Because it's just like a little bed for them to like lay down, like get all like nice and cozy. But for humans, how are you supposed to even sleep on that couch if it's boneless? You're going to be falling off the damn couch. You're going to be tossing, turning, falling off. That does not sound like a good time to me. Mm-mm. Not for me. Sorry, just making sure ain't nobody outside hearing me sit here chit-chatting, jibble-jabble. Guys, so last night I brought up that, as I've mentioned in my previous episode, Leah had a baby and she's breastfeeding and I want to try her breast milk. I know she doesn't have like any diseases or anything like that. Like, I know that shit because she tells me like all of her medical. She does. And I love that. But I'm like, I want a little sip. Like, I want it to be, like, next time me and her go to Starbucks, that I just get a coffee, no creamer, but, like, loaded up with the shirt, with, like, the like, monk fruit sweetener, sugar, whatever they have over there. They have some shit that's sugar-free. I don't know. And then, like, if, you know, she just, like, whip it out and just, like, just squirt the breast milk into my coffee. But I looked it up though, as I was saying that to my man, I was like, I seriously was like, is breast milk even good for people? Like for adults? But I'm like, I'm sure it is because bodybuilders fucking drink it. And like Leah's man drank it. But Leah's man also drank it because he was sick. And so she was like, here, something gotta give. Something gotta give. And bam, he was feeling better already. Like, damn, that is just the circle of life. And then people online also have, like, best friends. And, like, if they get, like, an allergic reaction or something, and they just squeeze that fucking shit out, and then you just put it on your hands, and put on your face. And she's also thinking about making breast milk soap. Guys, I want it because I'm getting like a little rash on my tattoo. It's not from my tattoo. My tattoo that was done many, many moons ago. But it's from me having long sleeves on recently because it's been pretty cold. It's been really chilly outside. So, okay. Anyways, sorry, I thought I heard a little knock on my door. And then my dog started going off. So, anyways, what was I talking about? Breast milk. Yeah. I just feel like there's so many benefits to breast milk that people don't understand. Now, I totally understand, like, the weirdness of it being like, oh, well, you know, if so-and-so has, like, a disease and whatnot, I totally get that. 100%. I totally get that. But at the end of the day, it's natural. It's so natural. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know why we're so scared to like drink a cow's milk, but not a human's milk. Cause that's what we're made to do. That is what any mammal is made to do, is to produce milk. So why can't I just take a sip? Why can't I just take a little shot, like a little shot glass of it? I don't know. I really truly don't understand. I don't get it. I really don't. I'm just a weirdo that's like normalizing it, but if babies can drink it to gain nutrients from the mother, why can't I drink some? And why is it weird if somebody's man drinks some? Like, what? I don't understand. Like, and people have like even a whole bunch of videos of being like, my husband tries my breast milk. Yeah. Yeah, like it's normal. Unless if y'all think it's like cannibalistic because it's from a human and it's something that a human produces. Like, is it? Guys, no, wait, like for real. Now I'm thinking about it. Like, is that called being a cannibal? Like, is that like, obviously a cannibal is when you eat somebody else, but like, is it considered cannibalism? No. Because what we're going to do is we're going to have to ask AI. Google. Sorry. Let's see what Gemini thinks. Is it cannibalistic to drink human breast milk? No, it's not considered cannibalism. Okay. Cannibalism is the act of consuming the flesh or internal organs. Okay, duh. I think we all knew that. Milk is a secretion. Breast milk is a produced substance like sweat, tears, or saliva. No tissue or organ matter. I know that's right. So next time somebody wants to say something about breast milk being like cannibalism, yeah, no. You're wrong. You are wrong. AI said it. AI is not 100% accurate. I know that. But like, I have one source. One source telling me it's not cannibalism.
Yep. Yep.
Guys, there's a new show out called His and Hers. It's about, basically what it's about is this married couple, and one is a news reporter and then the other one is a cop, and somebody died in town and both of them think it's the other one. Okay, so I already watched it. If you have a problem with spoilers, sorry, not sorry. Because I'm going to spoil a little bit. I'm sitting here watching the show, and first episode was really, really good. But everybody knows how it is. First episode of any show, you're like, okay, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Everybody's like, okay, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Perfect. So then I'm like, all right, second episode left me on a cliffhanger. All right, third episode. Yep, come on. Fourth episode. Okay, come on. Fifth. And then for the sixth one, I had to work out for the day. And I was like, I gotta work out though. I gotta work out. So I'm actively lifting weights while I'm watching this show. If you haven't seen it, go give it a watch. It's murder mystery vibes. Well, it's a murder mystery show, of course. But it also is based on a book. So if you've read the book, hell yeah, good for you. I don't read. I really don't. I don't like reading. If it's on a show or a movie, I will watch it. I will watch it. Mm-hmm. Don't mind my dog. She's just barking in the background. She just likes to bark, if you can hear her. But yeah. Yeah. I know y'all hear her. She is barking up a storm, and it's just because she don't want to be in her little area right now. Mm-hmm. Because I got my other dog out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways. But yeah, if you definitely like murder mystery shows, totally scripted. It is 100% scripted. That's not your vibe. It's not your vibe. You're not going to like it. But, oh, what's his face is in it? What's his face? Giving it a goog. John Bernthal. Love him. He's in The Walking Dead, and he's also the Punisher. Love, love, love. I love him as an actor. I think he's amazing. He's great. He's wonderful. And Tessa Thompson. Tessa Thompson, I feel like she's in almost everything, and she kills every role. Not like literally like kills it like bad, but like kills it like slay queen, slay. Love her. She's great. She's wonderful. She's wonderful. I don't know what to tell you, but she's wonderful. Yeah. But yeah, check it out. But it also gives like Gone Girl vibes, if you know what I mean. Like, you gotta watch the show to know what I'm talking about. You have to watch the show. And that's that. That's on period poop. Ooh. Yes, and poop. Who's that? Oh, I love getting text messages of coupons. I love when people are like, here, save $5 here. Or, oh my God, everything that we have is half off. Bath and Body Works. You know, I just Bath and Body Works. Yeah, I love it. I love when they're like, "Hey, girl, there's a sale. Come shop with us." Oh, you can't make it? We have it online too. Don't you worry, gal. Don't you worry. Anyways, love that show. It's great, wonderful. Show. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so sorry guys. It is a totally different day if you are watching on video, but obviously if you're on audio, you would not know that it is a different day. So, anyways, I just need to I ran errands today, you know, did my little business, and something absolutely bonkers happened to me today. And I just need to tell y'all. So I went to the grocery store today. The grocery store I go to is a smaller grocery store, right? Right. And I went and I pull in, I park, all is well. Period. And I pull in and I park. And I'm like waiting in my car just for a little bit. I see a guy staring at me across the way, like across the entire parking lot. I see him. He's staring at me and I'm like, okay, like whatever, yada, yada, yada. Hang on. Okay, sorry. I'm so sorry if this whole entire episode was really, really quiet. I'm so sorry. I really apologize. Anyways, so I see this guy. He's staring at me in his car from the other, you know, across the entire parking lot. So with that being said, I kind of like look at him. I'm like, okay, like whatever, you know, it's fine. And then I just kind of like wait in my car, kind of like kind of seeing if he's going to go inside and whatnot. I wait, nothing. I go inside. He's following me. This man was following me. And yeah, so he started following me. I felt really uncomfortable, but I'm walking in front of him. He's on the other side of the parking lot. He's, you know, he gets out of his car after me, so I'm obviously in front of him. And I get a cart, I go in, and then I go all the way to the vegetables. He's not there yet. So, like, the way to this grocery store is on the right, the bakery, and then at the back on the right is the vegetables. So I kind of like fast walk all the way over there, and I'm hiding behind like a fruit stand. And I see, I'm so sorry for the pitter patter in the background, it's my dog. So then I see him like walk by the vegetables, and he's like looking around, looking for me. I know it. And you know those gut feelings that you get in your stomach? Yeah, exactly. I had that, and I grabbed my vegetables that I needed to. I go to the meat section because that's all I needed was meat and veggies. I go to the meat section. He was right there. He wasn't even looking at the meat. He was, but it was just like a real quick scan over, like look over of the meat. And then he goes to the chicken, and he's like really, really staring at the chicken. But he's also, he constantly is looking down at his phone, texting people, looking down, texting, boom, boom, boom. And I'm like sitting there staring at this guy because I'm like, the fuck? Like, what are you doing? Seriously, what are you doing? And then, which obviously I already had a feeling, then I'm like waiting for him to fucking move because I needed chicken. And I already got my ground beef. I go and he leaves. So he leaves. He walks across the other side of the grocery store, but not in an aisle. He leaves like, you know, those big gaps in the grocery store, like where the meat's at. And then it has like the regular aisles of, you know, like cereal and whatnot, yada, yada, yada. So he walks down back to like where the veggies are at. And I quickly grab the chicken that I needed to, and I go down an aisle. Then I don't know why. And so he can't see me at this point. He can't see me. And I don't know why I look behind me. There he goes. He goes back to the meat to go and look for me. He's looking for me and on his phone texting. Guys, oh my God. I was terrified. I was shaking. Not really. I wasn't really shaking, but I was terrified. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So I go up front real quick. You know, I needed to get the fuck out of there. I really, truly needed to. And so I go to the self-checkout, and here I see that guy again. He goes and grabs a Modelo. So he has a thing of chicken, Modelo, and then like a little pack of ramen, right? So I'm sitting there, I'm checking out, and I see him. He sees me, and he goes to check out. He only grabs three things. If you're not following me, why would you... If you're not following me, wouldn't you stay there a little bit longer and get the things that you needed? Yeah, exactly. That's how I know this motherfucker was following me. That's just like cherry on motherfucking top. And so I'm like sitting there checking out really like kind of slow because I'm like, fuck, you. I don't know. I can't explain it. I was just kind of looking around. I was aware. I was definitely aware of my surroundings. Then I am done. I pay. Da, 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 da. And the guy, I see the guy walking out of the store, and he turns back, he turns around, he looks at me, and then turns back around to exit, starts getting on his phone again. I ask the lady at the self-checkout, I said, ma'am, can I please have somebody walk me to my car because somebody is following me? And she's like, let me check. And you know how they had the little beep-bop, boop, boop, boop? They're the little, like, speaker, not speaker, but, like, the inner voice, the microphone things that they have. So she's like, let me ask. She asks her manager. Her manager goes, oh, I'm so sorry. A whole bunch of people just went on break. And the lady looks at me. She goes, I'm sorry. Nobody can walk you out to your car. Everybody's on break. I don't know about you, but that's a fucking major problem. If the manager tells you that, why doesn't the manager just come out with me? Just please, like, come out with me. So I go, okay. And I carry a knife on me. But I'm not going to lie about that. I carry a knife on me. And I'm walking around. I leave, put my cart back. I grab my bags and I'm speed walking my car. There I see that guy. There I see him. He is leaving the parking lot, but he was parked on the other side of the parking lot, right? He swung around and started going straight towards me, and he starts rolling down his window whenever I'm like speed walking my car, and he's coming the opposite way, like coming towards the store, and I'm going away from the store. So, and he's blasting his music, and there's no need. I'm sorry. If you're at the end of the parking lot on the opposite side of me, there's no need for you to get even close to the front door. You should be leaving out because you're already at the back of the parking lot. So I see him. He sees me. We cross paths. And then he turns around and leaves the entire parking lot. I put everything in my car. I close my car, lock the doors immediately, turn on my car. It's fucking go time. Let's go. Let's get the fuck out of here. I go to leave the parking lot. And before I left the parking lot, a white truck right behind me. Just, he speeds up right fucking behind me. There he is. And I deadass was so fucking scared, but I'm like, you know, I'm in a fucking vehicle now. Like, I'm in a vehicle. And so, and he's riding up my butt. I turn to go home. He also turns. So you could turn left or right. So I turn left to go home. He turns left. So then, I'm driving. And I get out of like that little area that we were in. And he turns, and I'm scared. I have an air tag on my car. But if you're in those situations, you cannot get out of your car and take the air tag off because they're going to fucking just come out, swoop you and get you. I just keep driving, and that truck turns way, way, way before I even get to my area of where I live. And I call up my boyfriend. I call up Dustin. I'm like, babe. Like, there's somebody following me. There's somebody following me in the store. This, this, and that. Now a white truck is following me. And then that truck, you know, skedaddled on out of there. I was like, okay, cool. The truck turned. I was like, even if there's an air tag. And he goes, if there's an air tag on your phone, it would give you a notification saying that there's an air tag near you. And I go, what? How do you know that? And he's like, I've been air tagged before. And I just drove, you know, he handled it his way. He drove, I'm gonna be real, he drove like an hour or whatever away and then took it off and then left, kept going, kept pushing. So I was like, okay, and I look at my notifications on my phone, nope, no air tag, no nothing, perfect, great, cool. I go on the Bluetooth, and I go on the Bluetooth to see if there's like any new devices or anything like that. No, nothing, perfect, perfect. I'm like kind of speeding home. And then nobody else was behind me the entire time. except for like, you know, the normal people that pull in, then they pull out, like they go, like they turn down another road, yada, yada, yada. So, and I've been home for a minute. I parked in my driveway. I was sitting there for a good minute. And I was just waiting to see if somebody was just going to pull up. And nobody did, thankfully. But all of the cars that were driving by my road, I was just very aware. I was just like kind of looking and all that. I'm still kind of like, fuck. Like, I hope nobody just pulls up. But I have dogs. I have dogs that are home and all that. So, you know, sorry, I'm petting my dog over here. So, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just fucking saying. Please be careful out there, everybody. Please. That was scary. I would hate if that happened to anybody else. Nobody deserves that. I don't know what his intentions were. I don't want to know. I really don't want to know what was going to happen, if anything. But also, I have tattoos. So I'm kind of like, if anything, people are going to know who I am because of my tattoos. So just please be care. Please be care. Come on now. Please take care. Please be aware of your surroundings. Don't fuck around when it comes to shit like that. Your gut instinct will let you know what's good and what to expect and what's going to go on. That was just, it was terrifying. Seriously. And I really don't wish that upon anybody, especially people with children. Please be safe. Please be careful. You never know what the future might hold. And, you know, we as women, we have to do our absolute best to keep safe, for sure. And I'm not saying that in like, oh, only women. Women are just mainly targeted for like sex trafficking and kidnaps and all that, statistically, if we're being completely honest. And you can't deny that. You really can't deny that. So please be careful, everybody. I wish everybody is safe, hydrated, healthy, and please be more aware of your surroundings if you aren't already. Okay. On a much lighter note, everybody. I'm now going to do the segment of the three things that I hate for this week. Okay, because, and don't feel called out. This is my opinion, and that's okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I hate being sick. I know this was the exact same topic as last week, but I really hate being sick. Because especially cold sweats, like there's nothing that you can do to really help yourself. Like you're trying your best, you're taking hot showers, you're doing this, you're doing that. It's just not helping. It's not working. Nothing that you can do is helping. Like take your Robitussin, and or if you're into apothecary, go ahead, take all that. But I just hate being sick. Like I hate being down and out and like sleeping most of the day. I don't know. The days go by so fast. You are just sleeping and you're only waking up to eat and you're going right back to bed. And then you're waking up to take a shower and going right back to bed. I hate that shit. And then whenever you're sleeping, you can't fucking breathe because you're sick and you're stuffy. You're like, I hate that. I really fucking hate that shit. And then you have to put like vapor rub or methylatum on your chest or in like throat and under your fucking nose. Like, ugh. Hate it.
I hate that.
Anybody else feel that way out there? Yeah, I bet a lot of people do. I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. And so I was talking to my boyfriend earlier this week, and I love music. I have a whole half sleeve of music, half sleeve tattoo of music, everything like that. I love music, and I love behind the scenes shit. Whether it's a movie, TV show, music, artists, producers, I love it all. I love learning about stuff like that. And I love learning about new shit, right? So my boyfriend tells me that he never really listened to Prince growing up. Okay, cool. Okay, that's fine, you know. And so then we're talking about it. And Dustin goes, you know what I also fucking hate? What? What do you also fucking hate? He's like, that Elvis worked with Michael Jackson's dad. No, he didn't. And he's like, yeah, just like out of the blue, he just randomly brought that up. And I was like, no, he fucking didn't. And he's like, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Oh, my God. Yes, he did. And he looked it up. No. Yeah, fucking exactly. Exactamundo. Because Elvis is before Michael Jackson. Like, what the fuck? Was Michael Jackson alive when Elvis died? Yes. Yes, he was. But why the fuck would Elvis work with Michael Jackson's dad? Like, let's just be so fucking frail. Just because back then, those were different times. Now people be working with people, you know. That's more normal. People working with other people. But I just can't fucking believe he said that shit. Like, what? What are you talking about, dude? What are you talking about? And I hate that he said that. Not that I... Never mind. I take that back. I don't hate that he said that. But I hate that that's what he thought. Like, he genuinely believed that Elvis worked with Michael Jackson's dad. Like, what? Excuse me? Come again? Squeeze me? What are you talking about? That's not really, like, something I hate, but just... I just thought it was funny to bring it up in this segment. Just because it's like, what the fuck? Bitch, get your shit fucking right. And then come at me. Because I know. I do be knowing. Especially because when I was a kid, oh my God, I had a big, huge, like, Michael Jackson phase. I would walk around and be like, hee hee. You know, like, I was doing the moonwalk and shit at, like, talent shows. Like, I loved Michael Jackson. I've watched This Is It documentary so many fucking times. And I love the whole backstory. I don't love the whole backstory, but, like, I know a lot about his backstory and Jackson 5 and all that shit. That's a good one. I just read my last Fat Things I Hate topic. I don't understand people that are my age. Guys, I'm only 24. My age or younger, people say bet. The fuck? It'll be like, and not like, oh, like we're betting on something. Because that's fucking, okay, period. Let's bet on some shit. But like my boyfriend and my best friend and my cousin, Landon, you'll tell them something and they're like, bet. Example, if you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And I'm not getting, you know, upset at people that don't know what I'm talking about. I'm getting upset at people that say the word bet in like a situation that you don't need to be saying that shit. So like, example A, if I'm talking to my boyfriend, hey babe, does chicken with mashed potatoes and green beans sound okay for dinner tonight? Bet. Fuck are we betting on? Oh, all right. I bet you $5 you won't make it. That's normal. But what do you mean bet? If it sounds good for you and you want that, okay. Sounds good. Like, yeah, like fucking give me a real fucking response. If I'm talking to my best friend and I'm like, hey girl, so we're gonna go here and we're gonna go there. Is there anything you need? Bet. Bitch, is there anything you need? And she don't answer that question. She should be like, bet. Bet what? What are we betting on? What the fuck are we betting on? Oh, for people that are watching video, if this even goes up on video, not that. Not my extra skin. But yeah, like, seriously, what the fuck are we betting on? Hey, dude, do you want to go over here today? Bet. Does that, like, sound good? Do you not want to go? Like, what the fuck? Like, genuinely. But also, it's like, I don't even know what the fuck that means. Does that mean okay? So if I'm asking my boyfriend, hey, babe, is chicken, mashed potatoes, and green beans sound good tonight? Bet. And bet means okay? Okay. I'm asking you, does that sound good? Does it mean yes? Why don't we say yes? That's also a three-letter word. Yes. I love that word. If you're, you know, gonna fucking respond to some shit. What else? What's another good example of bet? Hey, dude. Come on, let's listen to some music. What do you want to listen to? Bet. Is there an artist named Bet? The fuck? What do you mean, bet? Tell me what you want to listen to. The fuck? I'm sorry. It's just overplayed. I hear it way too fucking often. I don't know what the fuck it means. If it means something that and that I didn't say in this episode, please comment and let me know, because I genuinely don't know what the fuck bet means. Anyways, yeah. Bet. Hey, you wanna go to the store today? Bet. Bet what? Bet that I'm gonna go to the store? Yeah, because I'm gonna go to the fucking store. Give me $5. Give me $10 even. The fuck? I don't know. Maybe I'm just too old school. I don't fucking know. I don't know. But the word bet, that just irks me so much. Like, what are we betting on? I know I've said that so many fucking times in this episode. I don't give a fuck. What are we betting on? I want to know. I want to get in on the shit. If we're not betting on anything, why the fuck are we saying it? Bet already has a meaning. I know, people could be like, you could always rebuttal and be like, well, lit had a different meaning back then than it does now. But also, it could still be used for the same fucking shit. You'd be, oh my god, dude, I'm so lit right now. Or, oh my god, that party was so lit. You could still use it either or. Now, bet? Bet means that we're betting on some shit. Or, okay? I'm genuinely, please, somebody educate me. Actually, let's give it a fucking goog. Or better yet, let's look at some fucking TikToks, because I don't know. People on TikTok, they're going to explain way more than little old me. What does bet mean?
Say what time? All right, cool. Later. Yo, she said she'll be here around 6. All right, bet. Bet. Slang expression that's used to affirm a statement or confirm an agreement. So when somebody says bet, really what they're saying is, okay, understood. Or, all right, I agree with that. Or, all right, I confirm that. For example.
That was three different definitions he just fucking gave. That was three different definitions. Why the fuck does something mean three different motherfucking things? I'm trying to think of another word that, like, has three different meanings. There. They are. They are, like, that place. And that's theirs. That's all spelled different. It's all spelled different, said the same, but different meanings. So, is bet kind of like that? I don't know. It just fucking bugs the shit out of me, guys. It really just grinds my gears. It grinds my gears! I'm so sorry, RIP headphone users. I'm so sorry. Anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in. On that note, we're skedaddling the fuck out of here for today. Thank you so much for listening. Please go ahead and give me a follow on my Instagram, alexa.ba.alexa. All together, Alexa Bablexa with dots in between. And if you'd like, go right on ahead and follow my Instagram page. The podcast Instagram page. It is 51.50 with Alexa. Again, 51.50 with Alexa. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hope you all have a great day. All right. Peace out, Girl Scouts.